laughter, passion, curiosity, a sense of adventure and play, and a deep commitment to one another, even in rain. Where they go together will always be home. Their lives are rich because they of what they share. They have chosen to claim their love and honor it publicly. Your support and sharing of their love and their life together will make their journey together fuller and richer, and for this they thank you. The question of intent. Stephanie, do you willingly enter his promise to William? To grow old with him, to be there for him emotionally, physically, and as well in spirit and in our heart? William, do you willingly enter this promise to Stephanie? To grow old with her, to be there for her emotionally, physically, and as well in spirit when you are apart? The consonance of the witnesses.
Can't even hear the ideas.
To those gathered to witness this spiritual bonding, your witness is affirmation of the love and support you have for Stephanie and William as individuals and now as a couple. Honor them in their decision and uphold their marriage in your hearts. Rejoice with them during these times of joy and help them during times of hardship. They are lending. Stephanie and William, your decision before this day and actions of this day are proving your love for one another. You have agreed what is most important in your union. Truth, honesty, passion, compassion, respect, acceptance of one another, holy, support and safety, no matter what, physically and mentally. And to put each other first rather than let everyday life override the role each plays in the other's life. Trials will come and difficulties. For there is much in this world that would long to abolish your union. Do you bring strength and vision to your relationship and encouraging and understanding? Joys will come, graces and blessings will warm your souls and give you wonder. Do you bring thanksgiving and rejoicing to this relationship, laughter and abandon? Do you, Stephanie, take William to be your beloved partner, to honor and wholly accept? Do you, William, take Stephanie to be your beloved partner, to love, honor, and wholly accept? You may now speak your vows. You go first. William, I am so in love with you and extremely happy to be your partner in this anniversary. You're the best friend that I've ever asked for. You know how to handle me when I have crazy freak out moments. And I respect you and I will love you no matter how far away from each other we are. No matter how long. I will love you even when you're close, back, whatever makes you say never. I will always love you. Hearing your songs, singing your songs, I'll be awesome. And I will love the rest of my life with you.
Yes. When we read the writer's eyes, I didn't realize how hard it would be. How difficult it would be to put my words, but you know how much meaning. We've been together for 6 years now, and I still get butterflies thinking about you. Hey, Dory, are you willing to fight with me? Or even jump in the car and get lost with me. You make me want to be the best I can possibly be. And I promise you nothing less. I support you, and I love you, and I'll cherish you for the rest of my life. I'll be your navigator, your mechanic, your handyman, and most importantly, your husband. In good times and bad, in sickness and health.
with this ring, I do not take this as a symbol of my promise to love, honor, and cherish you for the rest of my days. With this ring, I do not take this as a symbol of my promise to love, honor, and cherish you for the rest of my days. May your lives ever be joined together in love. I now pronounce you husband and wife. Now we're going to have hand fasting. What's that?
Huh?
Hand fasting is a tradition that can be traced back to many cultures, but is especially linked to Ireland and Scotland and the United Kingdom. And in medieval times, the bride and groom wouldn't have enough money for a ring. So what they would do is they would take a piece of cloth or they would take a string or whatever they could bind themselves together with. And in this modernized version that we have here, Stephanie and William chose three colors for their ribbons. Gold, which is a symbolization of agreement, stability, and success. Silver, which is inspiration and motivation. And light blue, which is tranquility, understanding, and patience. And once their hands are bound together, they're considered bonded to one another. So I need both of you.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. Are you using cloth or something? Mm-hmm. Are you using a cloth for this? Oh.
As witnesses here today, it is also our duty to support Stephanie and William in their marriage vows. They're asking us here as proof of the importance we hold in their lives. Our being here is proof of our consonance of this special union. Let these, our loved ones, and all creation bear witness that Stephanie and William have been joined together in legal matrimony. Therefore, do we pronounce you joined together as partners in life, love, and spirit, and may all that is good bless them as we do ourselves. We now come to the end of this blessed event, and the ring, hopefully, and the beginning of our new lives together. I don't know how you're going to do it. You've got to turn and face me. I now pronounce you husband and wife. I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Post.